Ever tasted summer wheat beer with a young, creamy Stilton? You pair up an unexpected beer with an equally unexpected cheese, and you head into new taste territory. Cheesemonger Steve Jones of Portland's Cheese Bar has worked with cheese for about 20 years. He now collaborates with local breweries making cheese-friendly beers. Contributor Melissa Clark met with Steve to get some pairing advice.
So, Steve, when most people think about pairing cheese with a beverage, they automatically think wine. But you're espousing beer. Tell me about that.
I definitely think beer is the better beverage than wine for pairing with cheese for a couple of reasons. The effervescence will keep your palate lively, so the bubbles kind of keep scrubbing your palate so you can taste more and longer. And also, it's a grain-based beverage, which cheese, obviously, the animals eat grains, too. So I think there's a very undeniable terroir between those two. If you taste a cheese and a beer together, the cheese will really pull up the grain bill in the beer, so you can really imagine the grains that the brewers have used. It really pulls out the different grains.
Most people don't think about the fact that cheeses are seasonal. You get some cheeses at some times of year, and same thing with beer. Is there a moment in the year that they both come together?
Well, I mean, summertime is great for a couple of reasons, one being all the animals have had the kids and the lambs and the calves, so their milk is back into cheese production. The animals are on really rich grasses, so you're getting these really beautiful summertime cheeses. And beer, you know, it's the summertime. Who doesn't want to drink beer when it's warm outside? So I think it's kind of a perfect time for beer and cheese to be together.
What are some of the other things that you consider when you're pairing beers and cheeses?
The three things I think about mainly are the regionality and then comparative or contrasting. So I'll take a beer that's more tangy and acidic, and I'll pick a cheese that's got that same tanginess, like a goat cheese and a Saison, for example, where you've got both, you're playing off of those acidic notes on those. And then with a contrasting, more like an imperial stout with like a triple creme, where you're taking those big roasty notes and you're mellowing them out with a bigger, creamier notes.
And does it also work for, you talked about acidity in terms of like flavors. Will that also work with two big flavors? For example, imperial stout with a mild triple creme, but is there something that will stand up to it that will work?
Yeah. So the other way that I'd come at it with a really big flavor like that, I would put it up against like a blue cheese or something that's, you're matching, you're doing a comparative again where you're bringing the two big flavors to the table with them. IPAs, people always want to pair IPAs, and they're kind of difficult. You have to bring a big, flavorful cheese, like an aged cheddar or even a smoky blue. Sometimes will work really nice with that.
What are some of your favorite beer and cheese combinations, things that you know will work well?
My all-time favorite pairing is the Russian River Supplication with a really funky Camembert. And if you don't know that beer, it's a sour beer. And then the Camembert, it plays off of those funky notes really nicely. It's a perfect marriage. But other ones that I've really enjoyed, like I said, I do very much enjoy the triple creme and imperial stout. I think, you know, barley wine and Stilton is a classic match that I'd put up against port and Stilton any day.
And that's, again, the difference. You have the sweet and the salty.
Exactly, yeah. It's the potato chips and chocolate moment.
I know that you've also written about Weiss beers, which are perfect for summer, going well with Chev, with fresh.
Exactly. Weiss beers are fantastic with tangy Chevs. It's perfect for the warmer months, very refreshing and tangy. You can keep going back to them.
And then one of my favorite cheeses, I love aged cow milk cheese, you know, something like a Gruyere. What works well with something like that?
Sure. With mountain cheeses, I generally would recommend going with something a little maltier. Think possibly like a Doppelbock or even a more malty amber.
Mm-hmm.
That little bit of sweetness plays really nicely off of those kind of nutty notes that you get in mountain cheeses.
Now, when you're thinking about beer and cheese, is there any cheese that you just generally stay away from that's just not beer friendly?
You know, the hardest pairing always seems to be sheep's milk cheeses for some reason. They're always the one that we're scratching our head at the most. I always think, oh, Manchego is going to be great with this, and we try it, and it just quite often beer will accentuate the sheepy notes that you get in Manchego
or in a
sheep's milk cheese in general.
So you've got a sheep cheese. What are you going to pair with it? If not beer, What's your answer?
If not beer, I mean, the secret weapon out there that you know, is kind of the pink elephant in the room is cider. You know, cider is probably an even better pairing device than beer is. And you're seeing a lot of people kind of start to open their eyes to how great cider is.
And is this going to become the next beer and cheese thing? Are we going to see cider and beer pairings all over the country?
I think it's already starting. Yeah, the geeky factor is out there for sure.
Now, let's talk about structuring a beer and cheese tasting if someone wanted to do it at home. You'd want to start with lighter flavors and move into heavier flavors. So how would you set that up?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you'll always say, you know, am I going to think about the beer first or the cheese first? Because you kind of have to pick the one and pick the gradation there. So, you know, you either go lightest beer to heaviest beer or lightest cheese to heaviest cheese. But in this situation, I would probably recommend just lean on the beer. So, yes, lightest to heaviest. And so, yeah, your lighter, brighter beers first. And then as you move up, you'll also move up in alcohol because alcohol can kind of trump your taste buds a bit.
So ending with the barley.
Exactly. Barley wines or imperial stouts or you know, double IPAs, you're going to put them at the end because those flavors are big. And the alcohol is, once again, another thing that's kind of hard to match against.
Steve, so great to talk to you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Steve Jones is proprietor of Portland's Cheese Bar. Melissa Clark is a food columnist for the New York Times and author of Cook This Now.